Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new edition of LWYM's Truth of the Matter. This is a show where we give you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Welcome to today's podcast. Before we continue, I'd like you to send us comments or questions so that we can address them on the show. info@lwym.org. Also, remember to guide your friends to our website, lwym.org, and they can download these podcasts free of charge. On today's program, we have President Barack Hussein Obama praising Muslims once again. Remember that a couple of weeks ago, he released a video via whitehouse.gov in which he praised Muslims because of the holy Islamic month of Ramadan. And within that very same video, he also goes on to explain that Christians and Muslims have many things in common, including fasting. Well, he was at it again yesterday at a dinner in which to celebrate Ramadan. Now, listen to what he said during this dinner. Quote, "The contribution of Muslims to the United States are too long to catalog because Muslims are so interwoven into the fabric of our communities and our country." And he also pays tribute to what he calls, quote, "a great religion and its commitment to justice and progress," end quote. He also quoted the famous boxer, Muhammad Ali. Quote, "A few years ago, he explained this view, and this is part of why he's the greatest, saying rivers, ponds, lakes, and streams, they all have different names, but they all contain water. Just as religions do, they all contain truths." Remember that when he released the video weeks ago, he said that Islam was a religion in which advances justice, progress, tolerance, and the dignity of all human beings. Now it's time for today's commentary. I get this feeling deep inside of my gut. I get this feeling deep inside of my heart and my mind that he is just simply stepping on the memory of the victims of the tragic events of 9/11. I cannot imagine why it is that this individual, our president, would go out of his way to celebrate this month, which is sacred in the minds of those that subscribe to Islam. Why he would do this and why he would go to such lengths and depths to say the things he says about Islam, understanding that Islam is not a religion of peace. It is not a religion of tolerance or justice. How could it be any of these things? Because of the things that it promotes, it's impossible. It's hypocritical. This is the very same religion which promotes killing of the infidels. This is the very same religion which promotes not befriending Jews or Christians because they are infidels. This is the same religion that promotes beating of the wife if she does not submit to the man. This is the same religion which teaches that Muhammad took a wife at the age of 6 and had sex with her at the age of 9. And this is a man who had multiple wives and multiple concubines. I mean, you have got to be kidding me. And yet, what does he do? He goes on to say in another nation that we are not a Christian nation when our country is filled with the foundations and principles that we find in the Bible. Our history is written with countless amounts of things that reference back to the Bible, our laws. I mean, come on, you have got to be kidding me. This is the very same individual who goes to Georgetown and in a speech covers all of the crosses found at Georgetown. You see, he wants to make everyone believe that we are a secular nation, but yet here he is praising Muslims. Why is it that I don't hear other organizations making such a big deal out of this? There are those that are saying that we need to have separation of church and state. How come they are not complaining about this? This is a religion. Oh, wait, could it be that? That's right. They're intolerant against Christianity. I see. This is what it is. This is an agenda that will stop at nothing to eradicate. This is a culture war that will stop at nothing to eradicate any mention of Jesus Christ or God, ladies and gentlemen. This is all it. And going back to the quote that he took from Muhammad Ali, religions do not all contain truths. The only thing that contains truth in its absolute purest form is the Bible. Religion does not contain truth. Religion is simply man's attempt to want to get to heaven and gain salvation without the God-ordained way of being able to be in or live in eternity with God, which is through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no one can go to the Father except through me," John 14:6. And John 8:32, Jesus states, "You hear the truth, and the truth shall set you free." You can only have a relationship with God and abide in eternity with him if and only if you go through Jesus Christ. That is the only way, ladies and gentlemen. Now, going back to this issue, why is it that the seeming contradictions, why is it that there are certain people that don't have an issue with this? You know why? Because Christians have become so complacent. They do not defend truth anymore. And on top of that, apathy has set in. This is why you need to take a stand for truth. Now, this should not come of a surprise to us, ladies and gentlemen, because the biblical writers, they warned us of this, inspired by the Holy Spirit. When you have the opportunity, please read 2 Timothy chapter 3. We have to pay attention to scriptures because it is our authority. It is pure truth, unadulterated truth, God's word. So when you listen to people like President Barack Obama and others that would want to lie to you about Islam being a religion of peace, make sure to go back to the Bible and see what it is that the Bible teaches about certain individuals that say such things and will hide behind deceit. I'd like for you to join me again for tomorrow's podcast, in which we will discuss more current events and give you biblical perspective and insightful commentaries on what is going on in the world around us. May the Lord shine his face upon you.